During the 1800s, the manufacturing era was beginning to take off. Factories were popping up all over the eastern coast of the United States. Abraham Washington, a young artisan who was being put out of business by the industrialization of weapon parts. During the 1800s, the manufacturing era was beginning to take off. Factories were popping up all over the eastern coast of the United States. New machines were taking the place of many jobs. Many artisans that are making quality goods are being put out of business because they can't keep their prices low enough to stay competitive with mass manufactured goods. The artisans are forced to be employed by the factories that manufacture these goods.
A young artisan, Abraham Washington, was being put out of business by the industrialization of weapon parts. His business was called the Second Amendment, and he was selling weapon parts. He is forced to succumb to being a laborer for the very company that put him out of business in the first place.
Instead of doing everything by hand, he was supposed to sit back and make sure the machines ran smoothly. With the involvement of women now, Abraham must work harder just to keep his job and meager salary. He was really mad that the Irish and Germans are also taking his place.
Abraham also had to get used to working on a specific part of a product, as job specialization was now ever present and many people specialize in making one part of a product. Though artisans like Abraham struggled to accustom to the new lifestyle, the national wealth generated by manufacturing doubled and the economy boomed.
Abraham was just a cog in the wheel and could be easily replaced, as many unskilled immigrants were looking for jobs, and if Abraham was injured or had a slip-up, he could be removed of his position in a blink of an eye. Now that's a lot of damage.
Many company owners created monopolies, and soon competition was eradicated and large business owners were able to practice laissez-faire to an almost evil extent.
Different corporations practiced different kinds of manufacturing, as some practiced the putting out system while others centralized the workforce in one factory.